This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late summer, the third week of the black walnut leaf drop moon, and the fourth week of the sun in Leo, the last days of the Perseid meteor shower. I stayed up to watch the Perseid meteors, but the moon was too bright for me to see more than a few shooting stars. And now the sky is getting light, and the gibbous moon is setting, and I'm still awake. The morning is windless, misty, and cool. The crickets are chanting, and cardinals competing with them. Blue jays give their bell-like calls. Crows caw a few blocks away. Two bumblebees lie in the last bee balm flower. Hoverflies, tiny, shining gold and orange, explore the arching stems of the jump seed plant. Cabbage white butterflies check for pollen in the zinnias. A spiny, triangle-shaped Microthena spider waits in a wide web that stretches from a branch of Forsythia to Janet's redbud tree, and another Microthena waits between Jeannie's redbud and a bamboo tree, both spiders returning to the center of their webs, on guard, defiant against impossible odds when I approach. Two peaches, yellow-green, bruised and blotched, have fallen from my ancient peach tree, and when I turn them over with my foot, I see their undersides rotting and dark orange and juicy. Above them, deep purple pokeweed berries are soft when I touch them, and green milkweed pods are fat and prickly and sticky. So, well, I missed the best of the meteor shower, but there's plenty to see after all. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week for the third week of late summer. In the meantime, there's still time to look for the Perseid meteors. Or just feel the morning and watch the moon go down.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.